I'm curious how you view first party data, because many people I've spoken to with the decline of the cookies will say, well, first party data must become more valuable.
Yeah.
Do you see any drawback in using first party data?
So you're totally right. The first party data strategy is incredibly important now, and there's been tons of focus on that in the industry. And you know, some of our clients have got excellent first party data. I think that this would be the only note of caution that I would give before looking at the kind of the privacy part of it. So a lot of clients rightly have been updating their privacy policies recently, getting things like consent management systems to help them with making sure that the first party data they do collect, they can use. But putting that to, you know, assuming that that's done, if you look back at any kind of classical marketing theory, you do not grow brands by only talking to existing customers. You have to talk to the total marketplace. And I think the one risk I'd put in for clients who focus too much on first party data is you end up speaking only to people who are already engaged with you. And as I said, classical marketing theory would show that you need to talk to all people, including non-customers. It's not just, but brands don't grow by only focusing on their customers.
It's a really good point. From the perspective of, if you were a media owner instead of digital media owner or a publisher, I mean, how would you be wanting to integrate first party data into your strategy if you were in their shoes?
It's interesting. So like the walled gardens have options to use first party data in their solutions. I was interested to see when Google started partnering with InfoSum. So InfoSum is a data clean room for anyone who's listening doesn't know. And we've been doing a lot of work with them. A lot of our clients have got InfoSum bunkers. And it's a great way of connecting to clients' first-party data without the transfer of any first-party data. And I think that this is the key thing. If I were a media owner, I'd probably be quite nervous about taking large amounts of client first-party data into my environment. I think that using things like clean rooms, and that's how InfoSum, for example, have integrations with ITV, with Channel 4, with UK TV, and lots of huge UK publishers. So you can connect client first-party data directly into the platforms without the platform having to take responsibility for uploading that data onto their platform. I think that's really important because media owners probably won't want to be storing client first-party data. You know, it's quite risky. And I thought it was interesting to see that Google did the partnership with InfoSum, and whether that perhaps implies that even they're thinking, you know, they would rather work with clean room technologies, for example.
Would you say that the clean room being used, that should be standard, basically standard practice?
I don't think it's right for everyone. I think that you have to make a business case for it. You have to say, well, what's the volume first party data that I have? Is it worthwhile to do? Because taking a clean room, it's an investment. You have to make sure that you're going to use it properly. You have to make sure you've got enough data and you can use that data. I'd probably say that there is a threshold at which it's not worth doing. You need to grow your first party data store before you start thinking about using things like clean rooms to activate against that or enrich that data. So I would say that there is a business case where you say, is the investment worth the results that you're going to get back?